Acts 28, verses 1 through 6. And when they were escaped, when they knew that the island was called Melita, and the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us everyone because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit that they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god."
Hallelujah. Bishop, can you pray?
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus, your presence is manifest. It can be felt by your people. Your manservant is anointed for this hour, this moment, to speak your counsel to your people. Allow your word to go forth in liberty, power, and demonstration. Let it fall on good ground. Let it purpose what you desire in this place today. I plead the blood of the Lamb, and I come against any distraction. I bind it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God, let your angels minister in this place. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You can be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I was struggling to come up with a title. I like to put titles on things because it kind of helps me keep perspective, but sometimes God's just like, hey, this is going to might go wherever direction he wants, and that's what I'm going to let him do. But I titled this Killing the Snake. Killing the Snake. And personally, I hate snakes. I dislike snakes. And I think part of it is his fault. Well, what happened was,
hey, I'm going to air some laundry. It's your fault, man.
So whenever we'd go to HEB or a grocery store, see, I'm 5 years younger, so I was the one stuck in the cart. So my mom's pushing the cart. Him and my sister would go around chasing me with, you know, those rubber snakes. So I had nowhere to go. So I'm stuck there, and they're like, and they know I'm terrified, so they'd throw these snakes at me, and I blame it on him. So I don't like snakes, you know. You can ask my wife. We go to the zoo, even when we were dating or anything. I wasn't trying. I was like, look, I don't do the reptiles. I'll wait for you on the other side. Walk by yourself. Go for it. Me, you know, we ain't going to do that. Even now, we'll go to the zoo, take the kids, and I'm like, I'll be waiting out here. Y'all go. And if one of them pops out on you, hey, that's y'all's fault. Y'all shouldn't have been in there. So, for me, if you see a snake, you kill it. That's not my deal. I don't like snakes. They've even asked, we got a turtle. We got, you know, the dogs. We got the rats. We got the snake food. We got rats and stuff. And they've asked for a snake, and I've been like, no. When you get your own house and you're living on your own, you can deal with that. But no, not in my house. No snakes. Now, before we get to this, that Acts 28, verse 6 or 1 through 6, chapter 27 is Paul and the shipwreck. You know, Paul's dealing with, all right, hey, and if you're reading the last portion of chapter 27, they're clinging to boards coming onto the island of Melita. They're dealing with a shipwreck. And you know, I know we've been in revival, and some of us have come into revival dealing with shipwrecks. Now, our different shipwrecks, everyone has their own. They're all different sizes and shapes and different problems. Everyone's different from another. I mean, one person's shipwreck, to them, it's going to be the end of the world. You know, where I'm not here to judge on your problems are worse than your problems. We all have those problems. We all have to deal with those shipwrecks. The thing is, we have come to a place where we can find some respite from the shipwreck, We are now right here on this island of Melita where you have a fire being set to where we can warm ourselves, where we can sit beside and say, hey, you know what? I can find some comfort for a bit right here. And in this revival, this has been a time for some of us to come in and sit by the fire. To sit by that fire and rejuvenate, if we want to say, and recover. Hallelujah. The thing is, it's not enough just to sit by the fire. Paul provides us the example. He just wasn't sitting there saying, hey, the fire's been made. The fire is burning. I am comfortable now. No, if you read it, there's some actions he starts to take. He's saying, I'm going to add some fuel to this fire. I'm going to participate. I'm going to put something in. I'm going to go get some sticks to keep this fire burning. That's for us today. Today, we can't just say, you know what? I'm comfortable with a revival going on. I got to add some fuel to it. I got to add some fire to it. I got to bring something to the house of God. I got to bring my praise. I got to bring my worship. I got to bring my prayer. I'm not just going to come and sit on the benefits and watch other people stir up the fire. I'm not going to just sit here and reap the benefits of other people's worship, other people's praise. No, I'm going to get involved. I'm bringing my fuel to the fire. In other words, Paul wasn't lazy. He wasn't being lazy. He wasn't, and he had every right to. I mean, come on. He was the one that told him. He's like, look, I listened to God, and God told me that everyone's going to be all right. And, you know, you read Acts 27. He could have sat back and said, hey, I told y'all we were all good. But instead, he said, hey, you know what? Yeah, I told you, but I'm still going to participate. I'm still going to bring something here. Hallelujah. So he's working. He's bringing those sticks to the fire. The thing is, while he's working, he's adding the fuel. See, there's some things about snakes. Snakes like the warmth, but they don't want to be in the heat. They like the warmth of the fire. They don't want to be in the fire. Oh, hallelujah. So when we have a revival going and there's a fire burning in the house of God, you're going to start to see snakes come close to the warmth. They like to bask in the heat. They don't want to touch the heat. They want to get near the heat because, hey, that's where other things might be. Hallelujah. But the thing is, when that fire's going and the snake gets in the fire, it can't stand it there. It has nowhere else to go but out. Hallelujah. And that's what happens right here. As Paul's bringing those sticks, he puts those sticks down to fuel the fire. That snake comes out because it can't stand it in there. Same with us today. Hallelujah. We might have been battling some things. Over the last couple of months, over the last couple of weeks, we might have been facing some problems. There might have been attitudes we've been dealing with, behaviors we've been dealing with. And what has happened is the fire is burning. And as we add fuel to the fire, those attitudes, those behaviors are starting to come out. Hallelujah. The thing about it is, hallelujah, there's some things that we have already defeated that when we're adding that fuel to the fire, they start coming out and they start to latch back onto us. And this is where I want to preach on killing the snake. Because if you see it in Acts 28, that verse 3, that viper, that snake fastens onto his hand. You notice the behavior of Paul. He doesn't see the snake latch onto his hand and starts to say, I wonder what kind of snake this is. Hey, look at the color of this snake. I bet this is a classified as, I don't know what snakes. Yeah, he doesn't look and say, well, is it a poisonous one? Is it not poisonous? Is it really going to hurt me? Is it not really going to hurt me? See, Paul doesn't spend his time, if I want to put it, entertaining the snake. So when those things that we've conquered and defeated in the past, in the midst of a revival, start coming back up, we got to be like Paul. We can't say, sit there, start entertaining those past behaviors, those past attitudes, hallelujah, those past things that we've conquered, hallelujah, those addictions that we've defeated, hallelujah. We can't start looking at them and say, is it really going to hurt me now? You know, it's not that bad. It doesn't hurt. Hallelujah. What Paul decided to do was, hey, this is a snake. It bit me. Guess where it's going? It's going back in the fire because it can't stand the heat. Because I know that's where it's going to go to die. So those things that we see pop up back at us, we can't spend time entertaining them. They got to go back to where they came from. We got to say, you know what? That spirit of rebellion is going back to where it came from. That spirit of idolatry is going back to where it came from. That addiction, that desire to want a little bit more, it's going back to where it came from. Oh, hallelujah. Because if you let the snake stay on your arm for a little while, the area gets numb. The place where it bit you gets numb. You start to lose feeling there. Eventually, you probably get necrosis, right? All right. The body part starts dying. You start losing the sensations and the feelings. And after a while, you can't feel it anymore. It starts to become, if you want to say, part of you. All what you had defeated, all of a sudden is back on you, and you have no clue how to deal with it anymore. That's what I'm talking about. You got to shake it back off into the fire. You got to kill the snake. You got to kill that attitude. You got to kill the behavior. Hallelujah. That thing you're doing when no one's watching, you got to kill it. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. And you know what's even more amazing? When I get to verse 6, hallelujah. So we got to kill the snake. You got to kill it for your salvation. Hallelujah. You look at verse 6. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen. They referring to the barbarous people. And yes, I went and looked. Barbarous in Greek is barbaros. It's not that hard. Easy translation. Pick your battles. Hallelujah. Now, the definition of it is people whose speech is rough or rude, they speak a different language. They're not understood. They have a different moral or mental capacity. Hallelujah. So the barbarous people were watching Paul. The people that spoke a different language, that didn't speak the same thing he spoke. It's the same thing with us. Hallelujah. You have people that don't speak your language. People that haven't been baptized in Jesus' name. People that haven't been filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. People that don't know what it is, what it's like to be set free from sin. Hallelujah. So they speak a different language. What's happening, though, is they're watching your behavior. They're watching your reaction to the snake.
Hallelujah. So what I'm saying is it's not just about your salvation sometimes. You got people looking at you, watching you, saying, hey, when that attaches back, when that attack comes back, what are you going to do? And if you look in verse 6, it says, but after they looked for a great while, so they kept their eyes on him saying, hey, what's going to happen with this guy? What is he going to do? See, there's barbarous people. They're looking saying, hey, yeah, they say they go to church. They say they love God. They say they've been baptized in Jesus' name. They say they've been filled with the Holy Ghost. But how are they going to act? What's the reaction going to be when that thing comes back up again? Hallelujah. Sometimes the only thing you might have to win somebody is your witness. They're going to be watching you. They're going to be looking and say, hey, I want what you have because I saw what happened when the snake attacked you. I saw what you did when that attack came against you. I saw your behavior from when you were shipwrecked to bitten by a snake. I want that God that you have. So it's not just your salvation. That's, you can say on the line here sometimes. You got people watching you. And I always go back to this because I know you got your kids watching you. I know they can be barbarians. I got one. He's asleep. Hallelujah. See, my wife. Oh, never mind. He's not asleep. I told you. But they're watching you. They're watching how you respond to that attack. Man, I can't get away from this. They're watching how you respond to correction. They're watching. When ministry, when your bishop tells you, hey, this is something you're going to have to do, they're watching how you respond. They're watching whether you're going to go home and start bickering about it. In the Spanish translation, eating tacos al pastor. I mean, if that's all you're eating every day, I feel sorry for your kids. Because they're watching. Hallelujah. But it all starts with us deciding, hey, those things I've defeated that have now decided to come back up in the midst of a revival because they know they don't want me to go deeper in God. What's my reaction going to be? I got to shake it back off. I got to kill that snake. Hallelujah. It can't stand the fire. It wants to be near the heat, but it can't stand going back into the fire. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I'm almost done. I'm about done. Hallelujah. Just leave you with this. You're gonna face some battles. The devil knows what's happening in this church. He's upset. He's mad. Hallelujah. And guess what? I'm happy about it. We have to tell them, hey, so I got to throw this in there. We answered a call one time. I can't help myself. We answered a call one time, and we're looking for some guys, and we go into a house. We're clearing a house, going inside, and you're seeing stuff on the doors, you know, the Santeria stuff, like devil's satanic stuff. And I'm going through, and I'm like, I don't care. Who cares about that? So I'm clearing. And I'm like, all right, there's no one in here. And the other guy that went in the house with me, he's like, man, we got to get out of here. You see all that stuff up there? Man, I'm like, bro. I'm like, man, I got Jesus. It's like, I ain't worried about no Santeria. That's what I'm saying.
Look, the devil's mad. I get it. But we got to decide, hey, you know what? His attacks that come and whatever he gets to try to pull us back, we got to say, you know what? I beat you once. I'll beat you again. I'm shaking you back off into the fire.